The 20th annual Martin Luther King Day of Service was celebrated by a small army of volunteers and community organizations that came together in North Adams. Alex Daugherty, chair of the Northern Berkshire's Martin Luther King Day Committee, said that the volunteers came from all corners of the community to celebrate a day on and not a day off.
Today we have, it looks about 2 to 225. So there's probably about at least 150 to 175 volunteers who are out there today from many walks of life, community members, college students, people who participate because they're organized with their churches. Be Fair organization brought a half dozen people over. It's just a great thing to see, to be able to do.
The volunteers completed a variety of service projects across North Adams. At one of the sites, Lois Donis, who works with the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition and also is a member of the MLK Day Committee, worked with volunteers to repaint the community space at the First Baptist Church.
Let's see. Well, we're transforming a kind of a dull yellow kitchen into a green, clean kitchen. And let's see, we've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 volunteers in here working on the kitchen. And these are church spaces, but they're also community spaces. We have hosted a fatherhood group here, Narcotics Anonymous. Lots of community programs happen here. So today, the community is giving back to First Baptist.
First Berkshire District State Representative Gail Caridi was among the several repainting the church kitchen. Caridi said that she's been volunteering on Martin Luther King Day for over a decade, but said that this day of service stood out in particular.
But I got to tell you that Martin Luther King Day of Service this year, I think, is a special one because we have had so many young people and students volunteer. It was totally amazing when we kicked off this morning over at MCLA, and a lot of credit goes to that group and organizing over there for so many people to march out and help everyone in the community is really good.
At the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts Church Street Center, the volunteers and members of the community gathered for a lunch provided in part by the Berkshire Food Project. Valerie Schwartz, manager of the food project, said that providing a meal for the volunteers fits in with the day and the group's mission.
Oh, it just fits into our mission of providing meals to those who are in need, but also to provide a place where people could be together and break bread together and enjoy one another's company.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright also stopped by to show his appreciation for all the work being done in this small city on the day of service.
And you see just so many people from the community, they're here year after year, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows, and the only downside to this is we're probably going to need a bigger hall someday, so, you know.
MCLA President Dr. Mary Grant and State Senator Benjamin Downing also addressed the crowd of volunteers. Performers included the Drury High School Jazz Band and group of the day, and a Peacemaker Award presentation to Pastor David Anderson was also held. The community also sang Lift Every Voice and Sing, a song often referred to as the Black National Anthem, to celebrate the life of Dr. King and also the second inauguration of the country's first black president.
True to our God, true to our name.
Reporting from North Adams for WAMC, I'm Lucas Willard.